But long story short, I will never touch a Ouija board because Lorraine Warren told me not to. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brothers Movie Factory. Welcome to October Spooky Month, and welcome to Gus's Story Time. Yes, indeed, Ben is not here, and when Ben is not here, I will tell a tale. This is the fourth Gus's Story Time, and since it is October Spooky Month, I'm going to stay in the theme of spooky. I'm going to talk about some old school horror films for the kiddies, such films as like Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, Halloween Town, things like that, things we don't focus on so much. I'm going to tell some ghost stories of my own and finish off with a little game here. So yes, indeed, it is a story time, and typically story times are a little shorter than most episodes because I don't have my brother to banter back and forth with or do a movie factory or discuss a film in length. So, yes, indeed, just to get started here, like I teased just a moment ago, I want to focus on some Halloween movies I used to watch when I was a kid. That's what I mean by old school, for the kiddies. So typically when Ben and I are talking about spooky movies here on the pod, we'll talk about things we watch nowadays, or even just some more well-known ones like some Universal monster movies, or even today, like shit like Nightmare on Elm Street, or, newer ones like The Conjuring, whole universe that they've been making lately, and shit like that, just whether it's on the pod or in our own personal lives. So I just want to take a moment to reminisce, to get to our nostalgic roots and talk about some movies I would watch when I was younger, because I was always fascinated with horror movies, scary things, but they were out of my reach. I wasn't allowed to watch them. So when it came time for spooky time, when it was Halloween season, I was pretty limited to what I was allowed to watch and what I had accessible to me. But I loved the mood of this time of year. So, a particular movie that came to mind when I was like, what movies did I used to watch when I was younger? Pardon me. Burped. A movie that came to mind was The Halloween Tree. You remember that movie? It was a Hanna-Barbera production. I think it came out like 1993. It was about like four or five friends who get together on Halloween, but their one friend, Pip, can't come, and he's like, go without me, but he was going to the hospital. See, I'm doing this all off of memory, and it turns out like he died, but his spirit, or he is dying, something like that, his spirit is running through time, and it's up to the friends to find his spirit and also learn like the true meaning of Halloween throughout the ages. Pretty good stuff. I remember it kind of scaring me too here and there when I was younger, some visuals. And it kind of has a little bit of a heavy subject matter if I'm thinking of it correctly, but, cool idea having, these kids go through time and find out like the true meaning of their costumes. One was a witch, one was a mummy, one was a skeleton, one was a monster, werewolf, something like that. It's one I should seek out again. I know we have it on the old VHS back home, but I need Blu-ray. Another one that I used to watch a lot when I was younger was Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. I believe that came out in 98. They just made a sequel to that, The Return to Zombie Island, but it's not the same. I read the back of the box. It says something like they're going to some tropical island and zombies are there. That's not Zombie Island. Zombie Island was like in the bayou. And, I remember watching the hell out of that movie when I was a little boy. But Scooby-Doo in general tickled that spooky itch, because they're always going after ghosts and ghouls and creatures, things like that, but they did it in a fun way. I mean, not much more needs to be said about Scooby-Doo. They've been making that since the 60s. But yeah, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, there was the sequels too, like The Witch's Ghosts and Alien Invaders and Cyber Chase, and then plenty of others that were past my time. Like, not that I lost interest, I just never really sought them out after that. Reached the age. But diving back into my pool of when I was young, watching things that scratched the spooky itch, Ernest Scared Stupid. Have any of you watched any Ernest films? And if you have you watched any of them lately? They're great. Ernest Goes to Camp. Ernest Goes to Jail. Ernest Saves Christmas. Ernest was like your lovable doofus, I guess. Always gotten himself into some crazy shenanigans and had to do this or that. One time he was scared stupid and accidentally released these trolls on this town. And the troll is turning all the children into like these little wooden dolls. And it's up to Ernest and a couple of the other kids to find out how to kill these trolls and save the town. I'll tell you what, those trolls, scary. They scare the hell out of me when I was a kid. And seeing images of them now still kind of like rub some nostalgic fear. I don't know. Like, I remember being scared when I was younger, and I look at them now, I'm like, ugh. These things have two noses. Two noses! But, yeah, Ernest is funny stuff. What else? Halloween Town. Remember Halloween Town? Who doesn't remember Halloween Town? And Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. And there's a few others. There's Halloween Town High and Return to Halloween Town and all kinds of other bullshit. But the only two that count are the first two. The third one's all right. Did I say Calabar's Revenge? I hope I did. I thought for a second, I'm like, did I say Calcifer's Revenge? That's Howl's Moving Castle. That'd be fucked up. No, Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. These were films I looked forward to every year, for sure. Just that world, like, what are all the monsters when it's not Halloween? And it shows that they're like normal people kind of thing, but they just have these appearances that could scare you kind of thing, where it's like Halloween every day of the year, a whole town of it. And these characters go on adventures and learn more about themselves along the way. Fun stuff. And the second one just carries on the story and the adventure. Halloween Town. I need to buy them bitches so I can watch them often. Not just Halloween. Every day. That was like a Disney produced like horror movie thing. And a horror movie, but you know what I mean. Spooky movie. Another Disney produced spooky movie. Under Wraps. Does anyone remember that? Under Wraps. I don't remember anything about it, really. It just popped in my head, and I was like, I remember that. Cool story? I think so. Now, about like some kids who find a mummy, and the mummy's like not terrorizing the town, but they're like trying to keep him under wraps. You get it? I just remember the visual of that mummy. He didn't have any lips. His teeth were just out, always. And then as I got into my teenage years, I stumbled upon this classic spooky movie from the 60s, late 60s, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, starring Don Knotts. I'll leave the Don Knotts impression to my brother. But, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, one of my favorites. I still watch it today. I just watched it a couple weeks ago. In fact, great movie. Don Knotts playing the lovable, nervous coward who wants to make it as a news reporter, and he finds his way into that position if he spends the night in a well-known haunted house and writes an article about it the next day, kind of thing. And there's more that goes along with that. But the house is actually haunted, and he has a whole slew of experiences, and he writes his article, and he becomes famous in the town. But what if those spooky stories that he was writing about were fake? Or what if they were an illusion? One of my favorites, check it out if you haven't seen it. Maybe that tickles the nostalgic bones for some of our older listeners. And yeah, all these movies I just mentioned are sums that I want to check out agains. Halloween Tree, Halloween 10, or Scare Stupid, Scooby-Doo and that. And I watch Ghost Miss Chicken year-round. And yeah, those are the ones that were like accessible to me when I was younger. And when Halloween was right around the corner, I'd hop on AMC, you know, something like that. And that's where you could watch, you know, some of the harder stuff. Halloween, Halloween 4, Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, Curse of Michael Myers, or Revenge of Michael Myers, whatever the fuck, there's all of them. But they were, you know, made for TV or edited for TV so I could watch them. They weren't rated R. They were just PG-13, but scared the piss out of me nonetheless. You know, got to watch some Nightmare on Elm Streets that way. And Children of the Corn. And what else was I able to see that way that I wouldn't have otherwise? I tried to watch Hellraiser when I was younger, but I couldn't do it. Too spoochy. Child's Play. Yucko Sucko. And I mean, even as at this time, like if a certain movie's on TV, I would still avoid it. Cause too spooky. It tormented me until my upper teen years, if not my early 20s. And I was like, I can watch this. I'm brave. But yeah, now, and obviously now that I'm of proper age, I can watch all these things, then they're not edited for TV. Yeah. Let's see here. I mean, we are a podcast of the movies, by the movies, for the movies. I would say we are the movies. That's, well, you know, that's Ben's catchphrase for us. So I wanted to focus on movies in general for Gus's story time, spooky month edition. And like I said, talk about some nostalgic ones that tickle that spooky itch. But I do have some proper ghost stories and spooky tales that have happened to me in my personal life. And you know, I have some legit good ones. However, I'll keep those private and personal. I'm not going to air them on the interwebs and, you know, on Spotify and Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio, or wherever you can find your podcasts. I'll keep those private, but there are some that I will share with you. When I was 17, 18, we moved from our childhood home into town proper. So we moved into a new house. It was an old house. Got some weird vibes there every now and then. We all did. My mother, my brother, myself. And they each have their own personal stories of some spooky incidences. Well, one, I came home from school. And my brother wasn't home. He was off gallivanting elsewhere with his buddies. My mother wasn't home because she was still teaching at her school. So it was just me. I knew this. Walked in, same as usual. Empty house. I heard a big thud upstairs, and it sounded like a thud and someone walking down our upstairs hallway. Can you hear that? Anyway, I obviously I'm like, hello, someone here? And I go up, look in every room, there's nothing. However, we had one of those pull down attics. From right below there, right on our floor, right below the door on the floor, there were two muddy footsteps. One, two, and then nothing. So, I open the attic door. Building suspense. Open the attic door and timidly look up in there and nothing. No, I wasn't going to see a bunch of children around a video camera or video projector like in Sinister. No. I look up and there's nothing. So I just heard a loud thud, footsteps, and then I saw two muddy footprints. And that was it. A ghost? Perhaps. And then when I was in college, I moved into a house, an apartment. It was like one of those houses they split in half. And this half's this tenant, and this half's the other. And it was also an older residence. And I had many occurrences. It was one of those deals where you're like half awake, half asleep kind of thing. But it happened so many times. And you can believe me if you want. I don't even know if I believe it myself. I just saw what I saw. And many times from my bedroom, all the lights were out, you know, when your eyes adjust to the dark, you can kind of make out this or that. From the bed, looking at the bedroom door, behind the door, every night there was a figure, like a woman in a shawl, just standing, not malevolent, not sinister, just standing. And I never had like a feeling of dread or worry. I just was there kind of thing. Scared me the first many times. But after you got used to it, yeah, like I said, it was only at night. It was only when I was like half awake, half asleep, or if I woke up in the middle of the night. So it could have just been my mind playing tricks on me, or it could have been legit. But same ass. If ever a similar situation, wake up middle of the night, have to take a piss. You go in the bathroom, and the way this place is set up, if you're standing in the bathroom, you could look downstairs. And downstairs led to our living room. Well, downstairs, if all the lights are out of your peripheral, only in your peripheral. If you look down, it wasn't there. But out of your peripheral, you could see a small boy with like one of those like taxi cab driver hats, like old school 1930s hats kind of business. So you look down. He was always just down there. Same deal. Not malevolent, not sinister, no worry. Just spooky. And, yeah. So you can take with that what you will. What's another good one? I'll keep this one private. At least the details, because it's very, you know, personal to me. But it should be said a little bit. I went to a seminar about featuring the paranormal investigator Lorraine Warren, who recently passed away. Now, as of this year, this is 5 years ago, and probably longer than that. So she was like in her 80s at this point, late 80s, maybe even early 90s, I think late 80s, and it was all a seminar about her work as a paranormal investigator, some of her cases, things that haven't been, you know, popularized in cinema, because now she's been featured in like the Conjuring movies, 1 and 2, and 3, which is in the process of being made, and I think as a character she was in the latest Annabelle movie. Anywho, she's portrayed by Vera Farmiga. But she's a real person, and her husband, Ed Warren, did paranormal investigations throughout the country, throughout the world, rather. And they worked on, like, the Amityville Horror House when that happened initially, and now, famously, the Conjuring case, and the Conjuring 2 case, things like that. Let me take a little sip of my Bruce here. Parched. Had to drink some Oktoberfest Brucey. So I'm at the seminar getting spooched out by all these spooky things that are being presented to us. And afterwards, we get up to meet and greet. And I got to meet Lorraine Warren in person and talked to her for a little bit. And, she said some things to me that will stick with me the rest of my life. But long story short, I will never touch a Ouija board because Lorraine Warren told me not to. And when Lorraine Warren tells you not to, you listen. So some spooky stories. Before I get into my game, and like I said, this is going to be a shorter episode this week. Before I get into my game, I just want to touch on horror movies, some of my personal favorite ones. And I'm sure I've mentioned them on the podcast already. But, it's a story time, and I need to talk about me. So, horror is one of my favorite genres. Don't know what it is about it. I just love the way it can make you feel. And when horror movies are done right, which is rare, it could be my favorite genre. I seek that genre out. Often when I think of my own movies I like to make, it's usually has some horror elements to it. Even one of the first films I completed was like a spoof on old horror movies from like the 1940s and 50s. Some of my favorite horror movies that I can think of off the top of my head. Pardon me. I love the Universal monster movies. I already mentioned that. Dracula is in my top 10 favorite movies of all time. I love Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, whole Frankenstein franchise. Love the Wolfman, Mummy, old school Mummy. And that even branched off into modern time. I love new school, well, not new school Mummy, 1999 Mummy, Brendan Fraser. We did a podcast on that one too. Check it out. I love Creature from the Black Lagoon. All those older films there. Invisible Man, old school Fly. Even beyond that, House on the Haunted Hill with Vincent Price. Have you ever seen that? Holy shit, it can be scary. It can be, damn it. The Blob. How about The Blob? That's good stuff. But that's not one of my favorites, honestly. Neither is Haunting Hill House. Fuck. House on the Haunted Hill. I'm just rambling on ones I like, but I got focused on the ones I love. Let's see. Halloween. The original Halloween. Love that film. And even some of the sequels I really like. The remake that just came out last year in 2018. I liked it for the most part. I really loved the ending. And the finale. But there are some other odd decisions throughout. But I like where they're going. So I'm excited for the upcoming sequels. I like the first Nightmare on Elm Street classic. Another classic, the Friday the 13th series. Not my favorites. I would even say all of them suck. I really like the 2009 remake. A lot of people hate that one. I love that one. Let's see here. Insidious. Insidious, for me, is probably the scariest movie I've ever seen for personal reasons. And that's one of my ghost stories that I just won't tell on the air. But Insidious just rattles me to my core. And Insidious 2, very complimentary to the first one. I love them equally. Third one, not as good. Has some good scares for sure. Fourth one, garbage. Another scary movie I really like is The Blair Witch Project. That movie doesn't work for everyone. It works for me. That's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. It gets me. It's the one that kind of started it all for a lot of these, found footage films. The Paranormal Activity franchise kind of piggyback off that style. And for some people, those movies are the epitome of fear, too. Yeah, especially the first one. I remember when that came out, everyone thought it was real. Same with the Blair Witch Project. And, some of those Paranormal Activity movies are pretty fucking scary. But not amongst my favorites, no. The Exorcist, also. I mean, a lot of people say it's the scariest movie they've ever seen. But not nowadays. Nowadays, they're like, eh, it's a little too cheesy, or it doesn't really bother them anymore because they've been overexposed to some of today's things. But I don't know, there's something about the atmosphere of that movie and the pacing, and it's just a well-made film also. But holy shit, when it wants to scare you, it does. There's a reason people say at one point it was the scariest movie ever made. Trying to think. The Shining. Excellent, excellent movie. A lot of people prefer the book as opposed to the film. I've read the book. I actually prefer the movie. I don't know if it's because it came first for me, so that's what I'm like used to and accepting of the story. But I found some things in the book just a little odd, like, you know, bushes that come to life and some of the motives of the ghosts and things like that. I don't know. I love the masterful work of the film. Jack Nicholson is Jack Torrance. However, in the book, they make him much more sympathetic. In the movie, he's just fucking crazy from the get-go. Sorry, I got a cough. And I'm sure there's plenty other horror films I'm just not thinking of off the top of my head. And that's usually how I do these things. It's just off the cuff. Just whatever comes to mind, I'll talk about. Yes. And, yeah, that kind of wraps it up on scary movies. I just want to touch base on a scary show that I like. It's not necessarily a scary show, but it has horror themes. And that's my favorite TV show of all time, Supernatural. Supernatural. Coming up on its 15th and final season. 15 seasons. This show started in 2005. Isn't that crazy? Them boys, Sam and Dean, have been fighting long enough, and they deserve a rest. I don't want them to, because I want that show to go on forever, but those boys have done enough. They've saved the world too many times. And looks like they got to do it one more again. And, yeah, Supernatural, my personal favorite show. And also focused around horror elements. I was introduced to that show many years ago. It was also Spooky Month way back when I first dove into Supernatural. And I was given a couple seasons to watch, to borrow. This sat on my shelf for months and months and months and months. And it was Spooky Month in October. And I was looking for something to watch to kind of fall asleep to. And I was looking at all my horror movies that I owned. And I was like, I don't want to watch any of these. And there I saw that Supernatural DVD. And I was like, you know, this is supposed to be, like, has some horror elements. Like, I know they fight, like, werewolves and vampires and stuff. I'll check it out. I popped it in, episode one, holy shit, I was hooked. And here I am, all these years later, I'm an Omega fan. Those are my boys. So yeah, Supernatural coming to a close this season. So now at this point in the pod, I'm going to jump to a little game. I usually put names in a hat of something and draw them out and say whatever comes to mind. Usually it's like a genre. Once I did like Godzilla movies, things like that. So one thing I know me and my brother like to talk about, especially back in the day, was like horror characters and like who would win. Like this person versus this person. Or if we could see a mashup movie, like this person versus this person. And we kind of played that game last week when we did Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. Check that podcast out. But this week I wrote a lot of like classic and non-classic horror characters on a little piece of paper, put them in my little hat here. So I'm going to just draw two and have like a versus. And maybe I'll just make up a quick plot off the cuff as well. Let me take a swig. Oh, yeah. I'll probably have to burp that up here in a minute. All right. So first up, I'm going to pull this piece of paper out. That's one. And I'll pull this one out. So let's see what we got. All right. We got... we have the worst one we could do. All right, Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All right, Leatherface versus Toby. Toby is the ghost from Paranormal Activity. So we got Leatherface, a crazy psychopath who has a chainsaw and a skin mask who runs around screaming like, kills people and skins them and makes furniture out of them, against Toby the ghost from Paranormal Activity opening your cupboards, taking off your covers. So there's a good one there. Classic, I'm sure. Let's see. Off to a great start. I got these two here. Let's see what we got next. We got The Nun. The Nun from the Conjuring universe was introduced in Conjuring 2. Pardon. And then they made a solo film all about The Nun, and it's garbage. All right. Versus... All right, no. Ghostface. I read Ghost. I'm like, oh, this is promising. Ghostface. Ghostface is from Scream. Has that elongated mouth. Pretty classic. But he's a slasher. He's nothing supernatural about him. He's a slasher. And that's part of the fun of those movies is who's under the mask? Who's doing the murders? Who is Ghostface? So we got a slasher versus a demon. Who will win? I mean, Ghostface could win if he calls the nun out by the demon's true name. Valak. All right, spoiler. Let's see here. I'll pick these two. Let's see. What do we got here now, guy? All right. We got the classic 1954 Creature from the Black Lagoon. Versus Chucky. Chucky being the killer doll with the serial killer's soul inside. Versus the amphibian man from Creature from the Black Lagoon. Can Chucky swim? I guess we'll find out when the creature drags him to the depths. Why did that sound like Adam West? Because he's starring. I guess we can't do that. I just pulled a Ben, with Wes Craven. Can't do it. No Adam West in my Creature from the Black Lagoon versus Chucky movie. Let's see. What do we got here? Yeesh. Yeesh. I yet to have two that would actually, fit. Like, oh, yeah, I could see that happening. This here, I got Frankenstein Monster, classic universal monster, antagonist, versus the red-faced demon from Insidious. Once again, a demon versus, a man-made monster. I wonder who would win. All we'd have to do is wait until Frankenstein Monster falls asleep, and that red-faced demon's going to tiptoe all over his tulips and throw him in, see if he floats, if you know what I'm saying. Let's see here. Here we go. This is some old school shit right here. We got the Invisible Man versus the Wolf Man. That could actually happen. I could actually see that happening. These two sort of cross paths, and Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. Or is it Evan Costello Meet the Wolfman? Holy shit, I don't remember. I think it's Meet Frankenstein. Yeah, it's Meet Frankenstein. Wolfman's in it, and that's what I'm getting at. Wolfman's in it. Once again, Lon Chaney Jr. has Larry Talbot, the Wolfman, trying to find a way to die. And he bumps into Abbott and Costello, and the Frankenstein monster's there, and Dracula's there, and all kinds of shit. And it even ends with a little cameo with the Invisible Man. Voiced by Vincent Price. And Vincent Price has played the Invisible Man in the past. Does that sound like Vincent Price? If not, I'm sorry. But yeah, I could have seen that happening back in the 40s or something. Let's see. I got Annabelle versus Michael Myers. A possessed doll The possessed demonic doll versus Michael Myers, the shape. I mean, some would argue Michael Myers has some supernatural tendencies. How the hell does he walk so slow yet appear in front of you? Kind of thingamabib. But the Annabelle doll, that spooks you there. And that also is from the Conjuring universe. I don't see how they would actually tussle, but I'm going to put my money on Michael Myers there. Even though he's not a demon, I feel he'd find a way to pull through. Let's see. What's he got? The Mark of Thorn? Is that from, like, the sixth one? Anyway. All right. We got... Let's see. Jesus Christ. No, that's not who we got. We got the Mummy versus Candyman. Candyman being... you say his name three times, he appears, and he kills you. With a big old meat hook. And he got the Mummy. I'm going to go 1999 Mummy with this one. Brendan Fraser. Fraser Mummy. Yeah. Two supernatural things from the other world. Two undead things, I suppose. Well, Candyman being a little bit more on the ghost side of things. But I would never want to see that, but it could work? Question mark. I'm gonna do two more. Two more. Let's see. All right. This could work. We could make a movie out of this. It'd be very funny. It'd probably be more of a comedy than a horror film. But I got Ash. Ash from the Evil Dead franchise versus the Leprechaun. If you've seen those Leprechaun movies, you know they're fucking ridiculous. They try to be scary, but they're more goofy than anything. And then Ash from The Evil Dead, he's the sarcastic asshole who's good at killing deadites and has a chainsaw for a hand and is great at spitting out one-liners like, you ain't the leader, you ain't the king of Jack, or wait, what did I say? It's like, you're the king of Jack and shit. And Jack left town. Yeah. And, of course, his famous line, groovy. And the Leprechaun he's just a little bastard who kills people who take his gold. Let's see here. And the last one. Hopefully it's a good one. Some of these have been straight up silly. Oh, for this last one, I'll do three. How about that? One, two, and where's the third one? I can't feel them. I cut them so paper thin. All right, let's see here. This could be the most ridiculous one yet. fuck. We got Dracula. Count Dracula versus Alien. The xenomorph, the little mouth inside. Versus a graboid from Tremors. Super spooky. So Dracula versus Alien versus graboid versus Tremors. Let's see. I'm going to make a quick plot for this. Let's see here. There's an excavation team that unearth a sarcophagus. Dracula's inside. And when they bring it back to their hometown of... I can't remember the town in Tremors. It's like... Not Providence. Or... It's something like that. Like something like Peace Town or something. Anyway... And graboids are terrorizing the town, and at night Dracula comes out of the sarcophagus. Is this a sarcophagus? No, that's mummies, idiot. Well, in this sarcophagus is the alien, because there had some kind of ancient tomb, and inside was an egg, and they buried it with Dracula in his coffin, which was inside the sarcophagus too. This is gonna print money, I'm telling you. So not only did they unearth Dracula, who can't die. Here we go. Dracula can't die. And the alien has a face hugger that latches onto Dracula. Spews a little baby alien in his tum-tum, and he shoots it out. So now we got Dracula versus an alien vampire. Oof. That doesn't just kill you just to kill you, to be territorial. No, it kills you to eat your blood. And then you got Graboids terrorizing the outside of the town. So now these people are protagonists. They're trying to survive. They're trying to find a way to beat this Dracula and beat this vampire alien, but they're surrounded by Graboids. So they gotta escape, but they can't touch the ground. It's good shit. And they have to team up with Dracula, because he's the only one who can help them defeat the vampire alien. But, ooh, that could be good. The vampire alien, because he was born of a vampire, can kill a vampire. So only they can kill each other. So Dracula is kind of watching out for himself. Needs to survive, but he needs to take care of this alien thing, too. And there's... And long story short, eventually there'll be vampire Graboids as well. So there you have it. That's a movie I want to see. So that about wraps her up for Gus's story time. Spooky Month edition. I should say it one time. Creepy. Like, October Spooky Month. So yes, indeed, that's the Brothers Movie Factory for you for the week. Check us out on Audioboom. That's our main source where you find our podcasts, where they branch out to the other places like Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, wherever you find your podcasts. It branches off from Audioboom. Wherever you find a podcast is where you find the Brothers Movie Factory. We're also on Twitter at the Bros Movie Pod. Find us there. Follow us there. Ben posts what we're watching each and every week, as well as memes that I make. And Ben also retweets some cool, fun podcasts that you should also check out if you have the time. You can also find us on Facebook. I home that one there. On Facebook, you type in the Brothers Movie Factory. You'll find us indeed. Like us, share us. I post what we're watching each and every week, as well as memes and links to the things mentioned before, such as Audioboom, Spotify, Twitter, and that. But that about does it for October, Spooky Month. All I'm doing is thinking about this Dracula versus Alien versus Graboid movie. I want it. So I'm going to go write a script and sell it and be set for life. So until next time, brothers, brothers, brothers.